The government has proposed a 4.2% economic growth target for the next fiscal year, on the back of the revival of both the sunken agriculture and industrial sectors, but stated that achieving the target will depend on the effective management of the economy. It has also set a 7.5% inflation target for the next fiscal year but said that the external sector may come under pressure due to multiple factors. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's government will continue maintaining tight fiscal and monetary policies, marking the fourth consecutive year of fiscal consolidation, according to the proposed plan for fiscal year 2025-26. The plan will be presented to the Annual Plan Coordination Committee, APCC, on Monday for approval, before being laid before the National Economic Council, NEC, for final endorsement. The APCC will be chaired by Planning Minister Ihsan Iqbal, while the NEC, a constitutional body, is chaired by Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif. According to the proposed plan for FY 2025-26, Pakistan's economy is projected to grow by 4.2%, signaling expectations of a broad-based recovery. The commodity-producing sectors are forecast to expand by 4.4%, driven by a 4.5% rebound in agriculture and 3.5% growth in large-scale manufacturing, as per the proposed plan. This year, the agriculture sector performed poorly, posting only 0.6% growth as all major crops showed negative growth. However, according to the Planning Ministry's new plan, agriculture growth will be supported by a recovery in important crops targeted to grow 6.7% and cotton ginning with a goal to increase its output by 7% as well as robust performance in the livestock sector. In a bid to show some decent economic growth in this fiscal year, the government claimed that the livestock sector posted 4.7% growth, the highest in 25 years. For the next fiscal year, livestock is projected to grow by 4.2%. The proposed plan shows that the industrial sector is expected to benefit from a significant revival in large-scale manufacturing, with a growth target of 3.5%, along with 3% growth in mining and quarrying, and sustained growth momentum in construction and electricity, gas, and water supply. The electricity, gas, and water supply sector, which was claimed to have grown by 29% this year, is projected to grow by only 3.5% next year. Many observers have questioned the credibility of the 29% growth figure claimed by the government for this year. The construction sector, which the government said grew by 6.6% this year, is targeted to grow by only 3.8% in the next fiscal year. The proposed plan states that fiscal and monetary policies will aim to ensure consolidation and stability, with inflation expected at 7.5% due to the low base effect, risks of continued trade tensions, and domestic tariff rationalization measures. The government plans to drastically cut import duties to open the economy to foreign competition, following the advice of both foreign and local private consultants.